WTOP News Time 2:22.
They kick, punch, and sometimes chokehold their opponents. It is no holds barred fighting that happens in a cage, and it's for kids.
Today in our Best Body Report, personal trainer Fairfax Hackley is here to talk about the brutal competitions that can drive kids to tears. Hack, good to have you back.
Great to be here.
This sounds wild. What is the deal with kids cage fighting?
You know, Sean and Hillary, if the numbers are to be believed, over 3 million boys and girls participate in the sport of MMA, and close to a million of those kids participate in some form of cage fighting. It is completely crazy and outrageous. Some of these kids starting at the age of 2.5 years old.
Why would parents be interested in doing this, and why are the kids so excited about it?
Well, number one, parents and kids seem to consider cage fighting or being a fighter the cool factor. You know, nowadays it's really cool to be considered to be a fighter. But the problem is that it's mega competitive, it's brutal, and it fosters things in children that, you know, we all should really reconsider, you know, before we subject kids to something like this.
Okay, tell us about the dangers of having kids this young take part in this kind of thing.
Well, Sean, the injuries are through the roof. Besides injuries to the head, neck, shoulders, arms, elbows, any place that a kid could be punched or kicked is susceptible to some serious type of injury. As a matter of fact, you know, most kids suffer, 85% of the kids suffer some type of injury, and as high as 95% of them will have at least a broken bone or a serious cut or bruise during their course of training. Also, the danger of overtraining. These kids emulate, you know, what the professional fighters are doing. So some of these kids are training 4 and 5 hours a day.
Seems terrifying to me. What should people and parents know about it?
Well, you know, if you're going to enroll your kids in mixed martial arts, first thing you should be aware of is how competent the instructors are, what their character is, and what their integrity. If they're encouraging your children to participate in a cage fight, run as quickly as possible. Get away from that school, because that really means that with the popularity, there are a lot of unscrupulous people capitalizing on the popularity, and it's really fantasy-based, and those kids are really up for some serious hurt.
Okay, we've just spent a lot of time talking about something really serious. Let's change the mood here a little bit. You've got our weekly trivia. What's up?
Trivia! It's going to be fun trivia. Do you know that world record holder, world and Olympic champion Usain Bolt, during his 10-day stay in Beijing for the Olympics, ate 1,000 chicken McNuggets. That's a whopping, I did the math, that's 47,000 calories during that 10-day period.
Oh,
so I'm going to ask you guys a question. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
To get away from Usain Bolt.
Oh, my gosh. I'd be hurling after the first, like, 10.
Oh,
all right.
My gosh.
Personal trainer Fairfax Hackley and your Best Body Report. Thank you, Hack.